Hello?
Hi, Melvin.
Hi, dear.
Good morning. Good afternoon. This is Kyle, Family First Care. How are you?
All right.
Good. Now, I'm calling to follow up with you in regards to you. I spoke with you yesterday in regards to getting everything together.
I had a meeting yesterday with
with who?
The consortium and the support coordinator. The consortium out West Philly.
Okay.
And they took my boys.
They took your?
They took my grandkids.
They took your grandkids?
Yeah, they put them, they lied to me and they said they were temporarily putting them in respite. And then they said they were going to keep them.
Who was this?
The consortium out 40th and Market.
Nothing to do with the home care services.
Yes. No, and then they gave
social services?
The consortium, they, like, auction out who gets the money for home care.
I'm sorry to hear that. That must be rough.
The incident didn't come across your desk.
What did you say? That has nothing to do with my agency, though. But that must be rough.
No.
I'm sorry to hear.
No, I'm just mentioning. That's what was got my mind. It got my mind messed up because I'm fighting to get my boys back.
Your grandkids lived with you?
Yeah, I raised them.
You raised them. It's your son's kids or
your
daughter's?
They're twins. They're autistic.
They're autistic?
Yeah, Juanita is their mother.
Where their mother doesn't live with you?
Huh?
Their mother doesn't live with you?
No. Well, she's back and forth. Because I had to take her out of the home because she had inappropriate touching.
Oh.
But now that they took the boys, I moved her back home.
Mm-hmm.
Until I get the boys back.
Oh, I hear.
But, so I was supposed to take care of something for you that wasn't finished or something.
We were talking about the bank statements. You let me know you want to get more in.
Right.
So I was calling to follow up, but if now is not a good time, you know.
No, it's good. It's good.
You don't need to discuss this now.
Do you know how long it's going to take before I get services?
Like I said, it's up to the county, but we have to send everything in order for the county to even look at approving this.
Yeah.
So you have to send everything.
Am I coming up short or something?
Do you remember our conversation yesterday? Do you recall that?
No, that's what I'm talking about. I'm trying to refresh my memory.
Is this Melvin?
Yeah.
Okay. Yesterday, you remember you sent me an email to see if you were doing it correctly?
Yes.
So then you said you're going to get the rest of the bank statements, right? We need the rest.
Well, what's missing?
2020 to 2023. I don't recall.
No, I sent all of that. It didn't come through?
Nope. I only got the one that you tried sending.
Which one went through so I could know which ones to get?
I'm pretty sure it's 2023 that went through. Not mistaken. I'm pretty sure it's 2023
didn't come through?
I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. You're going to send more in?
Yeah. Now, which ones are missing for sure now?
Give me one moment. I'll be right with you. For some reason, it's not letting me see what year it was, but I'm pretty sure it was 2023, and I needed 2020 to 2023 as well, and 24 to 2025.
2024 and
2023? 2020 to 2022, and 24 to 2025. Okay.
Because I thought it was 2021 and 2022.
Okay, like I said, I cannot find you right now. It's not coming up. I'm not sure. Can you check your email, which one it was?
Sure, I'm going there now.
Just send everything else that you didn't send, okay? We need all those every year from 2020 to 2025, okay?
I'm trying.
Okay, fine. Don't worry. We'll be in touch, okay?
All right.